Hello everyone, it is 11:33 a.m. here on the 1st of May, 2015. Just quickly, before I get to the point of this post, I was just thinking as I was starting this post, how many songs have been written about the month of May? I mean, probably not as many as December because of Christmas and all, but I'm thinking, at least in the classical world, and also in the folk world, a lot of songs which mention May. I keep thinking of, I think it's called "In Wunderschönen Minute Mai." I think that's Schumann. And there's "Now is the Month of May." Lots of songs about May. It's interesting. Probably because it's like true spring in the Northern Hemisphere. Which leads me to another small point that I wanted to make. For those of you who celebrate Beltane today, includes myself, but not just me, have a blessed Beltane. And as I said on Twitter, may Mama Earth share lots of her bounties with you. And also, to those who don't celebrate, have a beautiful day anyway. Anyways, okay, now that we get that out of the way, I just want to talk about this weekend, because this weekend, actually, I don't often talk about internet radio here, because it's not such a big part of my life anymore. It used to be a bigger part of my life, but certainly in recent years, I've been doing so much other stuff that, which is kind of the point of this post, that I just haven't really had a lot of time to devote. But I will say that this weekend marks the 4th birthday of Mint FM, which is a station that I co-own with Jeff Ji Sheng, my husband, and also Claire Bland at Claire Bland One here on Audioboo. And on the 3rd of May, we turn 4. And I'm not going to go into the whole history because, you know, it's not really interesting for everyone, and I don't want to bore everyone with this. But we started it 4 years ago, and we decided to close the station on its 4th birthday. And the main reason for that being is that it's just really nothing else except lack of time and, you know, energetic resources to devote to it. We figured if we can't do something fully and completely with all our, you know, with our whole energy, then it's not worth doing a half job. You know what I mean? If we can't do it justice, then let's close it while it's still loved and known, and you know, and let's move on to other things. So, I just want to say that this weekend is the final weekend of Mint FM. Mint FM's broadcast, at least for this foreseeable future. The domain and automation will still be kept for a while at least, but the station is going to cease broadcasting at midnight UK on the 4th of May. So basically we will broadcast the whole of the 3rd of, up to the whole and including the 3rd of May, and then we stop. But we aren't just stopping. We are going out in style, I hope. And we have loads of programming for you, including, and I'm really, really proud of this, we got some of our former broadcasters who moved on to other projects and do other great stuff to come and do one last show for us. Sorry about that noise, guys. I think the kids are out of school for the weekend now. It's Friday afternoon, it's almost Friday afternoon, and Fridays here are like, you know, they're half days because of the Sabbath. Anyway, so we got some great former broadcasters coming along to do shows with us this weekend, which I think is awesome, because, you know, everyone's moved on, but they're still coming and showing their love and, you know, caring for Mint FM, and we really, really appreciate that. You'll hear people like Darren Hartland, Sean and Corey, Amanda, Christian, Mel Morningsong, that is. And I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. Along with our current broadcasters. And not only is everyone going to do really, really great shows, but you'll also get to hear from people where you can hear them after this. So, you know, it's almost like a reunion of everyone saying hello, you know, what are you doing, that kind of thing. Really, really great atmosphere. I'm really excited about that. We have loads of programming, live programming. We've got a couple of pre-recorded things, but new things. Pre-recorded things, but most of the stuff this weekend is live. And you can look at the schedule at mintfm.net/schedule. You can even customize it to your time zone. So let me tell you about what I'm doing, because I'm actually doing a few shows. I'm probably going to be so rusty because I haven't done shows in ages. Today at 5 p.m. UK, I'm doing, which is midday U.S. Eastern, I'm doing Cry of the Celts, so my show of Celtic music, Irish, Scottish, Welsh, Britain, and Celtic style music for 2 hours. Tomorrow at midday UK, I will do a show with Jeff, a 3-hour show, a special edition of The Spice Rack, which used to be a very popular show in its time. I think we've been doing The Spice Rack since 2007. And it is going to be our Eurovision extravaganza, because we always do a Eurovision thing. We like to take the mick out of the Eurovision every year, play all the songs, you know, laugh, talk about the songs, laugh a little, you know, harmless fun. So that's going to be on at 3 p.m. UK tomorrow, Saturday. Midday UK. Did I say 3 p.m.? Midday UK. And that's a bit early in the Eastern Coast. Well, it's a bit early in the U.S. anyway. 7 a.m. U.S. Eastern. But all these shows will be available for download. And so I'm doing that Sunday at 3 p.m. UK. I'm doing Breakfast in America, which is probably the show that has aired on most stations that I've been on, and has always been quite popular. I never quite understood why, but it was a fun show. Maybe because I had so much fun doing it. So Breakfast in America will be there. 2 hours of, you know, stuff you know, stuff you don't know. We'll have the 3-course breakfast segment. And other things. And the last show on the station is called Over and Out, and that's going to be Sunday at 11 p.m. UK, which is really late here. It's 1 p.m. here, but it's just an hour. 11 p.m. UK, 6... let me just make sure that's right. 6 p.m. U.S. Eastern on Sunday. And that's going to be an hour of Claire, Jeff, and myself talking about Mint FM, and playing our last song. And I wonder if you have any guesses or thoughts of what our last song could be. We'll see if that tallies with our guesses and thoughts. And of course, people who want to will be able to call in, and you know, it will be like a farewell drink, if you will, to Mint FM. I want to take this opportunity just to thank everyone who's ever listened to Mint FM, who's ever broadcast on Mint FM, everyone who's ever been part of the Mint FM crowd, past or future, past or present, I mean. I have a feeling we'll also hear... I heard rumblings of hearing from other Mint FM broadcasters this weekend who are not doing their own show but might appear on another show. I don't know if that's happening, but that might be happening tomorrow, Saturday, yes. But you'll have to see. You'll have to see what happens. Thanks to everyone who's been on the station. Thanks to everyone who helped us start the station. When we first started the station, there was the three of us. There was Amanda and Christian. There was Lee. And there was Paula from Victoria, Australia. So I just want to thank everyone and say that we had an absolute blast doing it. And while we are sad that Mint FM is, you know, closing for now, we're happy because this is something we loved. It's closing on a good note. There's nothing wrong. Everybody still loves each other. Everybody's still friends. There's no dramas, no conflict. The way it started was the way that it finishes. And I think that's quite an accomplishment, really. And I think even though it's sad, because it's always sad to see something ending, it's also happy because we've done it. We've done 4 years of great radio and we're only stopping because our life is so full of other things. Our lives are so busy and it's all good. It's all good. So I just want to invite everyone to partake in this goodness and in the friendly things. And please join us. MintFM.net is the station. MintFM.net/schedule is if you want to look at the schedule. We are on TuneIn Radio. We are on Ootunes. We are on the Nokia radio directory, if you still have a Nokia. I think we're on iTunes. We're in Stream Finder. We're in a lot of the other radio things, but I can't remember all of them still. MintFM.net will tell you everything that you need to know. We also have a Twitter feed, MintFM. So we even have an Audio Boo channel. Unfortunately, we haven't really used it. And we will close it at some point. So I want to thank the good folks at Audio Boo for letting us use our channel. And that's it, guys. Thank you very much. This isn't part of our May Day stuff. This is just kind of like a little personal note about this weekend and the plans and inviting you to join us. Have a lovely Friday, and we'll speak soon. Thank you. Speech on. Pause recording. 47 minutes. Pause recording. Button.